USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What the president was saying is that, like past presidents, he could choose to ignore this crisis, choose to ignore this emergency, as others have, but that's not what he's going to do.
That senior advisor to President Trump, Stephen Miller, defending the president's decision to declare a national emergency at the southern border with Mexico. Miller says Congress provided presidents with these types of emergency powers.
What the president was saying is that, like past presidents, he could choose to ignore this crisis, choose to ignore this emergency, as others have, but that's not what he's going to do.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says there will be severe consequences if Venezuela's president moves against the nation's opposition leader. The Florida Republican was at Colombia's border with Venezuela yesterday, where the Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro is refusing to allow humanitarian aid into his country. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Teachers in Oakland, California are now set to go on strike this Thursday. The Oakland Education Association voting over the weekend to authorize the strike, as teachers are demanding a 12% pay raise over the next 3 years. The NASCAR season's underway with yesterday's 61st running of the Daytona 500, won by Denny Hamlin. His teammate Kyle Busch came in second. The race ended with a massive crash involving about two dozen of the vehicles. Third place finisher Eric Jones says he was able to get out of the crash and continue on with racing.
Still pretty good after the damage. It looks really tore up, but it went down the straightaway really good. So the Sport Clips Camry was pretty quick all day. I think had we not had our issue and had to pit, we could have been right up there with Kyle and Denny for the remainder of the race.
A Florida sixth grader is facing misdemeanor charges when he wouldn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, the 11-year-old saying he feels the flag is racist. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Police now believe that actor Jesse Smollett was not attacked in late January by two men as a hate crime. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Reports are the attack appears to be a hoax, and the two men arrested Wednesday claimed that they were paid to help Smollett stage it. When police released the two brothers, their lawyers said,
"My guys are walking home. They're not charged. They are not suspects in this case."
But if it was a hoax, those two men could still face charges. Word is police are also looking to interview the actor again. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In the weekly Democratic address, Senator Patrick Leahy defends Congress's funding agreement. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Congress voted Thursday for a negotiated budget that did not include the president's requested funding for border security. In the Democratic weekly address, Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy talks about the bipartisan agreement.
This week, Republicans and Democrats from both the House and the Senate came together. We ignored the distractions and the tweet storms coming from the White House, and we reached an agreement to fund our government and make responsible investments in the American people. It's not the agreement any one of us would have reached by ourselves, but it's a good agreement.
As far as the president's decision to declare a national emergency to get its funding, Leahy says there is no national emergency, and no one who subscribes to reality can claim otherwise.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.